Snails on Isleworth 8. If during a low tide on the Thames you manage to cross the water and avoid sinking into the mud to reach the small teardrop shaped island known as Isleworth 8, you may want to think twice before removing any stray plastic bags or tin cans that you see. Located near West Middlesex University Hospital, the 8 is home to the two rare species of snail, the two-lipped door snail and the German hairy snail. Both snails thrive on debris left by retreating rivers. Thames silt is rich in microscopic fragments of animal and plant material. As the river ebbs away at low tide, the silt coats the surfaces of organic and man-made debris which gathers on the island. Broken twigs, sodden leaves, bits of old timber and also litter provide the perfect dinner plate for mud filterers like Alinda biplicata and Pseudotrichia rubiginosa to give them their Latin names. The two-lipped door snail, named after the moving trapdoor in its shell that protects it from predators, and the German hairy snail, whose hairs help it cling to slippery surfaces, need air to breathe. But at Isleworth 8, they have found an ideal habitat on the border between land and water. So unique is this habitat that snail specialists from across Europe come to visit Isleworth 8, and local volunteers are instructed to check the underside of any offending rubbish before disposing of it. Meanwhile, the snails help filter out the rotting material from the river. This two-way relationship between people and the natural environment goes back a long way. The medieval lords of present-day Isleworth drove wooden stakes into the river to create weirs of different levels for fishing. Isleworth Weir was destroyed and rebuilt several times. In the 17th and 18th centuries, local fishermen argued about their rights to fish salmon there. In the early Middle Ages, the stretch of water at the head of Isleworth 8, where the River Crane joins the Thames, was known as Fishbourne, suggesting how important this area was as a source of food. Human hands have reshaped the rivers of Hounslow over many years. In the early 13th century, the king's son Richard of Cornwall oversaw the digging of a fish pond at the site where the River Crane meets the main road across the Heath, now the Staines Road. Babworth Pond, as it was called. It was where Baba Bridge gets its name. 2 centuries later, in the 1540s, the Duke of Northumberland cut a new river to reinforce the flow of water driving Isleworth Mill. From fishing to crops, the land and rivers around Isleworth 8 have played an important part in the local economy. Nowadays on the 8, a lush canopy of sycamores, poplars and willows shelters summer snowflakes and marsh marigolds. As well as snails, the island is a haven for waterfowl, including ducks, moorhens and Canada geese, as well as woodland birds like wrens, robins, blue tits and great tits. Protected from human interference by the waters of the Thames, birds love to gather on the island to breed. But it wasn't always like this. A watercolour sketch from 1829 shows that as recently as the 19th century, Isleworth 8 was covered with a dense crop of osiers, a low, bushy type of willow. Once cut and dried, osiers can be woven into baskets. The 8s at Isleworth, there were initially 4 before accumulating silt merged them into 1, provided ideal conditions for the osiers, far from the tangle of trees and wildflowers that it is today. Isleworth 8 used to be a part of a flourishing industry, with Britain's leading 18th century basket makers setting up shop 3 miles to the north. Basket making and osiers went hand in hand with the conversion of common grazing land to orchards and market gardens. From the 15th century up until the 19th century, common fields were gradually enclosed and peasants and serfs were transformed into wage labourers. In Isleworth, large-scale fruit and vegetable growing gradually replaced sheep grazing. By the late 18th century, the few sheep left on nearby Hounslow Heath were described as pitiful, starved-looking animals. As London's appetite for fresh produce grew, traditional grazing practices suffered. The osiers that covered Isleworth 8 supplied the raw material for the baskets that carried strawberries, raspberries and other produce to the capital. So if you ever get to visit the secluded home of the two-lipped door snail and the German hairy snail, Just remember that this tiny island on the Thames was once a hub of production. 200 years ago, the sheep of Hounslow may have looked on in bewilderment at the massed ranks of raspberry bushes eating up their favourite meadow grasses. Today, thanks to the growth of London's suburbs and the decline of agriculture, Hounslow's rare snails are largely left in peace. No trampling humans to worry about anymore, only the occasional badger tiptoeing across the silty mud in search of a late night snack.